So this is Russell Bursky and interviewing his grandfather, Frank Dillmeyer. Grant, when you was first started working, where did you work at?
Well, when I first started to work on the farm, I used to come home at night from school. Well, I had to work. Clean the barns, tub, pen, feed the horses, pigs, and cows. And I also plowed, dragged in the morning before school. School was close to our farm, and that made it real easy. We were in the field 7 o'clock in the morning. Dad used to get up 4 o'clock, feed the horses. So they had plenty to eat. So we could get out in the field and have us out there at 7. A lot of times I worked cloud and drag. Up to 9:10 before school started. Then Dad would come over and he'd take over for the rest of the day. Farms were close. There was about 30-35 kids went to the school where I went.
You also, like during the winter months, didn't you also leave home from school, go to school to like start a fire before classes would start, when didn't the teacher pay you something for that then too?
Well, I would go to school in the morning and we'd work the public up to 9, like I said, and a lot of times we worked after too, after school.
You also had to help butcher your pigs and cows then too.
Cows?
Your pigs and cows. And you butcher
yep.
them.
Cows had to be milked. They all had to be carried in, manure pitched out, a lot of work from the farming.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then you also helped thrash then too, right? When you was young?
Thrash. You used to help neighbors thrash. And because that come in every summer, you know, that thrashing business. With one neighbor, the other, the one they generally chose not too far away, but 4 or 5 neighbors, you know, helped each other trash. Because you had to build a stack, grain was carried in the barn, and
and well, during that time they also fed you and all that. When you was thrashing, the farmers would feed you, like at lunch. And after you, like half a day's worth of work, you'd eat dinner.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you didn't get your dinner. Sometimes it moves in between, you know. From one place to the other.
Oh, actually you've done it one place in some other, yeah.
And the one that was supposed to get in dinner, well, you got done too quick there, you wouldn't get no dinner, and then the other place we didn't come looking for you for dinner. So sometimes you went without a meal.
Well, that made for a long day.
Sometimes the meals mostly was the best on those days we didn't get Wheaties at home, you know, stuff like that. Only thing we had, pork, stuff like that, fried down meat. But Wheaties and bologna was a really taste good when we got out to get a chance to eat it, see. And that was the best part of the fashion room. Get out and get a good meal. And we had to help a lot of two places. We had potatoes, and they didn't cook them enough. And when you tried to bust them, you know, you take a fork and smash them and then jump right out of your plate. See? We had that happen. But most of the places was kind of good. Yeah, I mean, good meal.
Okay, and then you stated that you started working on the road commission and in
1928. I started to work for the road commission. And I worked there. I got a place here where we worked. There was five of us. Worked on Raff Road. I don't remember just what we did. Was working on the shoulder work. Five of us worked there that day. The five of us, we send in our time card, and it cost $25 for the five of us working all day. Well, here, I got it. You can see here someplace. I got it here, wrote down in the paper. $5 a day. There were five of us that worked all day. And we turned into the bill to work for $25. So that's all we got paid at that time. But at that time, you could buy a little grocery, too, for the groceries, you know, like it is now, you go in and get a couple of bags of groceries for $3-4. See, that now it costs you
$40-50.
So,
yeah.
You know.
When you start working, how much do you get paid an hour then?
Well, you didn't get much. You work for a farmer, you got $1.50, $2, whatever you paid to. Construction work is a little bit more. Some places are started out. We worked in the sawmill there and stuff like that. We cut lumber above 1,000. And a lot of times I think the guy that made it had been made his way. We never got a hell of a lot of money out of it.
You worked hard, but you get no money out of it.
I don't think he knew how to measure the yardstick.
Yeah,
log rule, they call it. They had a gun around, a log rule like that, and he'd walk around and click it on the pen, you know, like that, and he'd read it. And if you didn't know anything about it, you knew a log measurement, he could beat you easy, you know.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know anyway. I got long dresses. Go on.
Okay. And tell us about your first days on the road commission then.
Well, after we quit farming, we had a sale. We had to go and find a job. So the first job I run into was working for a farmer for $40 a month. I worked there just for a short time. Then I got a job carrying lumber in the lumber yard. It paid 40 cents an hour. And also cut trees down and he crossed the path. That paid 40 cents an hour. So finally, when Erie Road was built, from Lewis Avenue to Telegraph Road, that was built 1926. Went over there and got a job. The stone was all held in down here on Telegraph Road on a sidetrack on a railroad, come in a railroad car. They had a bend there, put up a portable bend. I had a job there unloading the railroad cars, stone in the portable bend. And then they were loaded in Dollar T Ford truck, which was hauled out on the road. Big sized stones. They were rolled down to the roller, gasoline roller. So I worked there unloading stones, and finally I got a job. Four trucks had a box on them, but we didn't have no house. It had a crank. And I had a crank to crank the box up to dump the stone, see?
Uh-huh.
You gotta get on and crank it, and the box went up and dumped the stone. And I also did the... Each driver had a ticket. And I gave them a pointer if I'm to go out of load. That's how we kept track of them. How many? So we were up there at probably 10:30, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock to eat dinner. And I was talking to the boss, asking somebody out there, where's the boss? He said he's cutting out of the way. So I went over and talked with him. I said, how about a job? Well, he says, I'll see, Joe. These boys looking for work, and that was like what we come up for. So they always give the horses an hour to each, you know. All the work is done with horses. So 9 o'clock come, we blow the whistle, everybody started. Tyler asked to me and my brother, and he said, you guys want to work? Well, I said, that's what we come up for. And I said, we didn't have no dinner, but that was real work anyway. So he put us to work. Pulling bug scrapers, digging dirt out of the ditch, see? And we had to work from 7 to 6 o'clock at night. The driver of the team had a rope on his bubble tree. Pulled a load out in the middle of the road, and he pulled the back of his team up, and he pulled the bubble tree, and you had to pull the scraper back. See? Well, I worked there till ditching time was done. I was down to Grady. Then I got a job on the and the mixer, they had the mixer right out there in the road. Stone was all and sand and the cement was all put in the... Had a great... I don't know if you ever seen a big mixer with a bucket up and stuff, you know. Dumped the whole load right in there. See, and I would go right up in the mixer like that. They had a track out the back with a bucket. And they dumped the cement in the bucket and that would go out in the back. And spread about this in the trench. So we worked there on that. 1928, I got a job for the road commission. 6 days a week we worked. For a long time, I paid 50 cents an hour, $30 a week. Everything done was mostly hand labor, cutting grass, repairing, hoeing, and stuff like that, powering and hoeing. And well, a lot of times we got chance for rainy days or something like that. We got a little break, you know. I mean,
it wouldn't make you work then, huh?
Yeah, we didn't have to work. Just cleaning up a little bit, something like that around the buildings. It gives you a little break, but not very often. We work 6 days a week, so it took a long time before they finally switched over to 5.5. We worked 5.5 hours, half a day on Saturday, too. Because now they don't only work 5 days a week. And everything now is either riding or it's not much handling. Everything's done with machinery. We had to do everything mostly by hand.
Like cutting grass?
We had guys there who used to mow grass. That one guy was left-handed. One day we were getting the sizes down in the garage. Sizes down, and this guy left-handed because sizes were all the same. So he wanted to know. He wanted to know if he had a left-handed size, you know. Nobody ever heard of him. Left-handed size. Cut grass.
Everybody was right-handed.
Yeah.
When you was first started working for on the road commission, and you said you was cutting grass, what did you use to cut the grass with then?
Well, we used a sickle, like an old size that the years ago farmers used to cradle a wheat with. That's the grass, only we didn't have the cradle on it. That was practically all summer's job, pardon me, at least three or four months we cut, but about all we done was cut grass. Once in a while we'd have a hole or something that popped up, you know. That was practically the main job.
Once the grass got high enough.
Summertime, yeah.
That was like for the whole county, or just like?
Yeah, I was in Monroe County. Of course, each farmer had their own territory to take care of, same as we have now. They had their own roads, but they didn't know the dirt roads, they just mowed the blacktop roads, same roads, stuff like that, you know. But, That was enough. I mean, we mowed ditches. I can remember, I don't know if you remember or not, up on the Ralph Road, like Jeff Road, you call it?
No, I know it's that.
Well, there was a ditch there, it was a big ditch, about like Ralph Road. And we mowed about several times. Mowed that thing. So I've been up through where I could. I went up to there last summer, and they don't even mow it anymore. They didn't get about in there.
You just did all that by hand, then?
You got to mow it by hand. You couldn't get down there. Like, they mowed all the ditches. Tractors put one side, two sides, about all. The only thing they mowed was the most was when they wasn't a ditch, they mowed up to the fence, so they wasn't a ditch. Otherwise, they mowed one side or two sides. From there to the fence, we mowed by hand. and
changing camp of snakes and bees and whatever else you turn into.
And probably work reduced time, different time, stuff like that, daytime. If the rain come up, you couldn't do that. But then they find you back out on that grass in the bushes, which is, you got the back end wet, too.
Yeah, so you did that in the rain, too.
Everything was wet, and you got out there with pants, you wet cleaned up to your fair feet. That was a bad job. I mean, in some things, with the leaf, it was pretty.
Yeah, you worked.
I had
all summer.
Had one time during the war, I had a chance to go up to the bomber plant to work, which paid a lot more money. But I still paid for that where we was. So the bomber plant run a while and run good. They made a lot of good money who worked there, but it didn't last.
Yeah.
Some set the job and went up there and worked, and then when the war was over, they didn't have a job. I worked for a little less.
You had a steady job.
When the war was over, I had a job. That's what I knew how to do, too. And I worked out pretty good.
And then, what would you do then during, the fall and the winter, then, when you was working for the road commission?
For the road commission? Well, the first 2 years I worked, it just worked summers until I just got permanent on it. Like I say, in the winter, we picked up whatever we could, We got a job from a farmer, somebody was baling hay, they needed help. They went and helped bale hay, pitch hay in the baling, see? Highways, or anything, somehow they sell a load of hay or something, If you get worthy, you could pick up a dollar.
You did it.
That was it, see? So the money didn't come in very easy, did it?
You probably did a lot of hunting back in them days, son.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we all had a rabbit or two to eat, But yeah, listen. I working hard for the. We all go home, and I was always home all the time. We used to work in the woods, make a bug pile up for our woods, burn, cut trees up, cut them down, and try to split a lot so two guys could handle them. And we had a portable bug pile. We used to
cut wood up that way.
We'd pile them up in a pile. Use the bug saw and bug them up, and then we had to haul it back home and put the wood up, stuff like that. Fellas got two heat, one heat in the house and one heat out there working in the wood.
Yeah, hard work. But after you started working on the road commission steadily, though, what did you do during the winter then?
After the winter?
Yeah, after that,
they're
full time.
Well, the winter, we stopped snow on the road. Snow and road now. First step they had was a little army truck. They had tires on them, hard tires, 12-inch tires on the back, 3-inch tires in front. And they had no windshield. They had a Kansas top on it. Kansas windshield with isinglass in it. Four cassette my seat. Big old four cylinder motors. And the best of what you make is about 20 miles an hour, wide open. They had a portable plow that put on it. And the first 2 winters we didn't work in the wintertime. They got a big snow, and the outfit they had just couldn't couldn't move it. So they piled us up and wanted to know if we were going to come in to work. And we worked 2 weeks on a troubling floor. Probably 3 guys were over in the front. And three guys on us rode in the back. And the sheepskin coat on pole. And I remember we went down Auburn Road 11 o'clock at night. Had no battery light, like we have now. We had a acetylene light on it, one light, no tail light. Had a tank, and this, we had to open it up like you do gas now, and open up the lid and such, and the light, open that up and turn the gas on, and you'd light it. You had that one light. They ran down the Auburn Road at 11 o'clock at night that day, so that, so whenever he couldn't push through, we all got out in trouble, see, till he could make it through, and they went on again, down to Telegraph and back to Ida. And probably 2, 3 o'clock in the morning when we got back there.
Yeah. Makes for a long night.
And a rough night, too.
That's just
a rough night, too.
Yeah.
Depression starting?
Yeah, we're going to talk about the depression now. So, what do you read? You know about the depression, Dave, then?
Well, first thing was 1930. As far as I can remember, it was very bad.
Everybody,
you had to have gas stamps. They allowed you so many stamps for your gas going to work. And didn't allow you a very little for
extra gas tickets.
You didn't have much. You could go maybe once in a while, a great while. Otherwise, you run out. And sugar, you had stamps for sugar. And, you're putting about tires. You could get used tires. Here and there, you're finding used tires, and they got pretty bad towards last. Hard to find. I bought a 41 Chevy. It was the last one that they had in Toledo down there on the floor. They didn't get them no more. 41 Chevy.
Wasn't that
your number? 12th birthday,
I think.
I had that Chevy.
She can tell you that, I think.
But, during WPA, we had WPA time. They didn't get much either, but all they got is that to keep that on the table, you know. Mostly guys were from factories, and guys who didn't have jobs, got laid off, and all sorts of stuff like that, you know. And they had brought them out there, and I happened to be working for the road commission at the time.
You was working full time for the road commission at that time, and I.
And
you didn't get laid off, though, did you?
I wasn't on WPA.
Oh,
I worked for the road commission, but I worked on WPA with the guys.
Yeah.
They turned them out. They dug all the ditches. Ditches was dug.
Did they lay you off in the
by
hand,
though,
didn't they?
Ditches was dug by hand. They had guys in the ditch, the big down there, the big, and they had it surveyed out. And it sloped the bank, the shovels.
Yeah,
that was dug from the bottom and tore it up. as far as he could throw it, another guy throw it and got it up in the road, see? It was handled 2-3 times. Went from then, if they needed it, it was held up someplace down the road, you know, if they had too much dirt there.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they used to, I'd have them fall asleep or something, you know, and they'd be loading my truck. They're bigger underneath the back wheel, you know, bigger down.